Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is from Romans. Present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by testing so that you may discern the will of God, what is good and right. Dear friends of Christ, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, a poet, wrote these wise words: Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. Earth is filled, crammed with heaven. Do you see earth crammed with heaven? Where is heaven on earth? You know what it means? It means that God has come down from heaven in the person of Jesus Christ in human flesh, and he filled the earth with his glory. The glory of God, right here on our earth. The creator of the universe, right here. And he walked in flesh, filled the earth with his glory. And Browning describes what people do when they step into the glory of God. Do you remember what people do when you step into the glory of God? Remember Moses? The burning bush? He was out there feeding his flocks in the middle of the desert, and he looked up in the mountain, and there was a strange sight. There was a fire, and so he climbs up the mountain, and he gets up there, and things got stranger still. He saw a bush that was burning and not consuming from the fire, not being consumed. As he drew near, of course, the Lord spoke. Do not come closer. Take off your sandals, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And so Browning writes, every common bush is afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his sandals. God said to Moses, the place where you're standing is holy ground. Okay? Have you ever stood on holy ground? You need to think about that. The feet, the place underneath your feet, has it ever been holy ground? Ever? And what is holy ground? Well, holy ground is where God is located. Holy ground is where the Lord presents himself. It's where God is to be found. Holy ground. Christ filled his world, this world, with his glory in human flesh. God speaks to us. Holy ground. God speaks to us in his word. Holy ground. That's where we find him present, right? He speaks to us where he blesses people and he feeds people and he forgives people. Holy ground. So I ask you, where do you find holy ground? Well, this is holy ground. We're standing in it. We're standing in this sacred place. Look at the baptismal font. That's the place where many of you came as a child and we placed God's water on you and God welcomed you, the sinner, into his family. Holy ground. You entered into the presence of God and he touched you and he cleansed you. He made you his own with the message of his promise. Now look at the altar. Holy ground. On this we put the body and blood of Christ Jesus in the bread and wine, and his presence is there. Holy ground. Where he feeds you his body and blood to wash away your sins. And the pulpit, look at the pulpit. What is this? This is the place where God's word is spoken. God is in his word. He is present in his word. This is holy ground. The place where he feeds us and meets with us and speaks to us and calls us to repent and to follow in his ways and to comfort us and to assure us. Look at the candles. What's that all about? It's not to set the mood. We don't have the candles up there to, you know, say, whoo, it's fun. No, they're, you know what the candles were? They were in the tabernacle. When God said, build a place for me to live, put candles in there. Because the candles represent the glory of God. They are God's presence. And so we light the candles in our sanctuary. Why? Because God is present here with His glory. This is holy ground. Again, as we look at all this, we also find out that God's glory is more than just the baptismal font, the altar, the pulpit, the candles. God's glory shines in His temple, and that's our theme. God's glory shines in His temple. Now again, listen to Browning's words. Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. This morning, I want you to be among the people who see. I want you to be among the people who take off their shoes. Our readings this morning invite us to be the ones who see, the ones who know, the ones who understand, and then symbolically take off our shoes because we see earth crammed with heaven. Consider our Old Testament lesson. You who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, look to the quarry from which you were dug, look to Abraham. What happens when we look to Abraham? We see the father of the church. We see the father of the Christian faith. Abraham was a great man, and God made Abraham a wonderful promise. From your children, I will build a body. From your children, I will build my presence. I'll build the church. I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great so that you'll be a blessing. God says, I'm going to come from heaven and I'm going to cram earth with my presence. The children of God, we are the descendants of Abraham. That's what the New Testament says. We're his children. Heaven crammed on earth? His children? The church? His chosen people? His glory living in us? We're blessed. Consider our gospel reading. Jesus is walking through the region of Caesarea Philippi, and as he's going there, it's a dark region where there's unbelief and they worship all kinds of false idols and gods. And he sees a mountain filled with all kinds of idols, and he turns to his disciples and says, who do the people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And of course, Peter, he gets it. Because as they're walking along, Jesus looks like an ordinary man. He walks like an ordinary man. He talks like an ordinary man. And then Jesus says, but am I an ordinary man? And Peter says, you are not an ordinary man. You are the Christ. You are the chosen one of God. The Son of the living God. Peter saw. He was standing on holy ground. Blessed are you, Simon, Jesus said. You see it. Blessed are you. You get it. But flesh and blood has not shown this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Consider our epistle text. Okay? Paul looked out at all the believers in the church and he saw something. He saw the church. He saw the body. He saw the glory of God. He looked at the people of God's congregation and he saw earth crammed with heaven. Heaven here on earth. Do you see it? Do you understand? Do you get it? Paul looked out and he saw God's glorious church, a holy church, the glory of God living in this world. The light of Christ. You see the glory in us? We're not detached from one another. We're not individual lights glowing. We are combined together, the light of Christ in a dark world. We are the presence of God. And underneath us is holy ground. Do you get it? Paul writes that we're one body. As in one body, we have many members, and the many members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, although we're individually members of one another. Do you understand? Did you hear that? We are one body. Individuals, yes. But we belong to God and we belong to each other. We are here to function, not individually, but as a body. You who are watching on the internet, you who are at home, are part of the body, but the body cannot do body work without the rest of the body. The body's the church, and that's why God encourages us to gather together. You are the body. Get together with the body and then do body work. How does body work happen? Christ lives in us. Christ dwells in us. This is the presence of God. Where I go is the presence of God. I reflect that. Earth crammed with heaven. And what does Paul say about us? He writes, I appear to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies then as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Your body is holy. Your body is acceptable to God. For forgiveness, yes. For eternal life, yes. But more. Your body is holy, set apart to do good works. You are a living sacrifice. Living to obey Christ's commands, living to serve Him. It's your spiritual worship. Your body is a witness to God's glory on earth. You get it yet? You are a proclamation of the Lord. You are a proclamation of God. Listen, I know this is deep stuff. I hope you're getting it, because it's so very important to understand. God in Christ has declared you through faith holy and acceptable. You are the presence of the Lord walking on this earth. So where's God's presence? Baptismal font? Yes. Altar? Yes. Candles? Yes. Pulpit? Yes. But there's more. Look closer. Look here in the sanctuary. What do you see? God's presence found in us. The holy temple of God. The presence. You are the dwelling place of God. It's important you understand who you are, what God's called you to be. God's glory shines in His temple. It's our theme. God's glory shines in His temple. You're His temple. Now, I know this is heady stuff. We're Christ's body, and that's why your whole life, with all your being, is worship. And worship is not something you just do on Sunday morning. Worship, our spiritual act of worship, is what we do every day. Earth literally becomes filled with heaven because of what we do. Earth literally becomes filled with heaven because of God's presence in our lives and what we think and say as we follow in the deeds and obedience of the Lord. And again, that's why God encourages us to think differently. He says, do not become like the people of this world who don't see and don't take off their shoes. Instead, change the way you think And then you'll always be able to determine what God really wants. Every place you go is holy ground. It's incredible. Why? Because God is present in you. God is using you to cram earth with heaven. He's using you to season the earth with His holiness. It's your spiritual act of worship. It's what you owe God because He saved you with the blood. Spiritual worship is not something we just do. It's every day. It's when we go to bed at night. It's when we wake up in the morning. It's throughout the day. It's more, so much more than just good works. It means serving God in everything we do, everything we say, every person we touch. It means loving each other. What does Paul say? Don't become like the people of this world. Instead, change the way you think, and then you'll always be able to determine what God really wants, what is good and what is pleasing and what is perfect. It means we live as individual members of Christ and yet a body. The presence of God on this earth. Paul talks about it. Our bodies have many parts, but these parts do not do all the same thing. And in the same way, even though we are individuals, are many, Christ makes us one body and individuals who are connected to each other. So how does that all play out on this Sunday school rally day? What about our teachers? Our precious, beloved teachers of the faith. Our precious professional teachers. Teachers of the body of Christ. Teachers of Christ's presence on earth. The ground underneath which they walk is holy ground. If you see it, take off your sandals. They cram earth with heaven. It's an amazing truth. Who wouldn't want to be a teacher? God's glory shines in His temple. You're His temple. Do you understand? Do you get it? Your life, your words have eternal significance. God has given you salvation in Jesus Christ. He sent a perfect sacrifice to die for you. He's washed all your sins away. He has made you holy and acceptable through Him. By His marvelous design, God, the miracle, working in you, working through you. Yes, earth is crammed with heaven. God is using you, but you're not alone. It's our spiritual worship, and spiritual worship is a team activity. Spiritual worship is not an individual sport. We at First English come together, and we're one body, and we do it together. We can't accomplish it without each other. Can't do it alone. A body can't function. A finger can't function without a body. We are holy and acceptable to God, each doing the work that God has prepared for us to do. And we have pastors, and we have teachers, and we have singers, and we have ushers, we have organists, and we have musicians, and we have altar guild ladies. And the list goes on and on. We at First English are a team. We're Christ's body, and Christ is present in us, and He's present in what we do. And He's present as we work for one another. So look around. Look at the baptismal font. See His presence? Look around. Look at the altar. See His presence? Look at this pulpit. Holy ground? You see His presence? Look in this sanctuary. Look around. What do you see? You see each other. You see God's family and more. His body. Christ living in us. Earth crammed with heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.